daje šata, cvihali jas vodeke, kutz men anida, vi ošebet al dam tor, vi šemeshet beidit, kutz men ošebet al dam tor, kutz men ošebet al dam tor, kamayim cvihali jas vodeke šaka, zemen al dam, that we saw already earlier, that was a smart block of the Shivan Akim, vishashi averet to the Rosh Hashanah's faith. So you have Chiv and Bedika here, we're talking about Atsuka Bataris, but there are certain exceptions. What are the exceptions? Anida and Yoshevet Adam Tawah. The Gemara says, Chutz min Anida, why? So the Tawah came and he does love by a Bedika. Same thing. Ha Nichol, that was a smack, smack of Hashem and Akim. Rishashi Averet to the Rosh Hashanah's faith. So you have Chiv and Bedika here, we're talking about Atsuka Bataris, but there are certain exceptions. What are the exceptions? Anida and Yoshevet Adam Tawah. The Gemara says, Chutz min Anida, why? So the Tawah came and he does love by a Bedika. Same thing. Ha Nichol, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, the Yama, Isha Kovat, Laves, and Tine Tawah, and Zivot. The Ein Isha Kovat, Laves, and Tawah, and Zivot. Shopping. What's the point of doing a bedika? Doesn't make any sense. Tameish is tameh anyway. And a vest is to be nixfah cannot be. So what's the point of doing a bedika? Hell, Rabbi Yochan, the Amar Isha Kavat, the vest is tokim and idasa. Tivno, Klima Kavala, vest. She should have to check herself because maybe she'll be down and we'll be establishing a regular vest. Amalak Rabbi Yochanan ki amina no eka de chazise mimayen tos amal chazise mimayen tosuach lo am. What does that mean? What do the words mean? Very hard words to translate the words. What do those words mean? So Rashi explained a couple of the shonos from Rashi. Rashi says mimayen tosu kolokir farashi Rabbi Yochanan mishalit kere kunos kusim sukat aflamatet. Sukat aflamatet is later on in the Ma'am Kavos. 7 lines down. So we get there, we'll have to do with Rashi's synopsis of the sugi. We go, the Chazoi, Reish Yarcha, Reish Yarcha, Reish Yarcha, Reish Yarcha, Reish Yarcha. She's 3 Rosh Chodesh in a row, but on the 3rd month, before Rosh Chodesh, she also went 25th of the month before. Okay? Tabiriya Batrai to be made Nidusa, right? Because it's only 5 days, the 5th day after the period. I feel like I have a clear vest for a shiach because I'm a farish hasid. I'm a vest for a shiach for cover. I have all the acts of the chazoi. She saw a son of chafeb in the month. It's obvious to every told to bo. That's nothing. The vada cover mishim the tchila the vest is hooked with my ansos. The gamriach rona chashvina like in my ansos. Kidama all the acts of the chazoi the seventh damu. Therefore it would be considered a clear vest. Aval Maya Pasuach go. Kind of question of gears are coming up now. Harios Harishonos. Harios Harishonos. Shel Veses. Havo Betokim Enido. Then again, it's a good pile of gears here. Kimas Nisin. Which is the best way to read? I don't know which way to do. We'll read straight, like nothing happened. The law may be tchilas nida, the law lo mafzik from midi, ala stomach of tanukos min anida, hilka. Lo baya bedika bimei nidus. Sharei niptach mayona, vafilo hi roa, lo tikva vest. Here she'll see them in that kind of a case, she will not be koveya vest. In other words, if for argument's sake, she saw them Rosh Chodesh. But to check whether she saw them on the 5th of the month is totally irrelevant. Who cares? Well, she's on the 5th of the month. It's not going to establish a vest anyway. Period. Lishnachri. Yimayan Tzotzim. Sheros Ayom. Uposka v'chazav v'rosa v'rviya v'chamish. And he does. Al Yimayan Pasuach. Kigon shel Uposka v'rosa v'alav v'ez gimel da'al v'chodesh. V'rosa p'am shniya v'da'al v'chodesh. And she's lo ma'anya v'riya v'rviya v'chodesh. And he's kam v'l'mikva. U'masnizim v'mayan Pasuach. Rishn Yosherem. What's the second Shana Rashi? This we can understand a little, we can see the words better. What's the Rashi saying? It depends. Is it a constant, a few days in a row she sees down? Or no. She sees down on day one and she sees down, there's a break for 3 days, she sees down again on day 5. Right? Which is which? if she sees what? Day one and day four separately, then there is a kviyas vesis, possibly. She sees straight, right, straight through, then there would be no kviyas vesis on the day three, four, five, etc. That's the second pshat in Rashi. Okay, there are two pshat in Rashi as to resolving the question of when a riyah may need, which means a second riyah within a week of the beginning of the riyah, when can it establish a vesis or not. Two say with two pshat in Rashi, what the words mean. Called Rabbi Yochanan. Alright? This is a more of a riot to the Rishonim who say, Rov Rishonim, whenever you calculate a Vesas, you have to calculate based on what? On the beginning. We only take into account, whenever you want to establish a Vesas, and take into account only what? Only the beginning. You do not take into account subsequent days. Right? You do not take into account subsequent days. You only have to worry about the beginning. Yeah. That's how there was bosses in Aladah, the Rash bosses in Torah Zabayas, the Balamor says, the Vilna Gaon quotes, the source of the Mechaber, who says this, etc. Other Rishonim though disagree. The Ravid, Balei HaNefesh disagrees. It says you have to worry about it, at least the Vesa She'ena Kavua. The Ramban, the Chasnida, Perkei Halach and Chav Gimel, seems to say it even counts for Vesa Kavua. The Chor is mamash against our Gemara. It's against our Gemara. And if this is the Gemara they all bring, this is the Raya they all bring, the Rishonim all bring a Raya Baruch from our Gemara. How can anybody argue? So, that's what he has to look at the Chavaz Da'at. Chavaz Da'at says it's Kasha. I mean, Kasha. The Kasha, yes, but the Rishonim. You don't really find a satisfactory, you don't find even unsatisfactory. You don't deal with it. No? Did you see the Rishonim? Doesn't look like the Rishonim. You see in the Mishnah how they deal with this riot? How do you undo this riot? I couldn't find anything. They don't deal with it. It's amazing. So Machlokas have shown it. They quote a Gemara refresh and they still argue. We got the same kasha. I see. The Mishnah has this kasha. They say this Gemara is Mashmash 20. They say the other way. But they don't. But how do you deal with the Gemara? What is this here? Anarchy? You say whatever you want. If it's against the Gemara together, it's finished. It's all over. Can't go against the Gemara. So, Chavaz Da'at says something. I'm not sure exactly what he says. You saw it? Kuf, Pei, Tes, Tiskon, Tazayim. Yeah, he talks about something. He says that the Gemara is talking about Isha Shiyesh Leves. Right? Look at the first Rashi. Av, Isha Mashitaya Shait, this is Rashi. Isha Shesh Leveses, that's our Gemara. So when it's an Isha who has a Veses, then the beginning is what counts. You only count the beginning. Yeah. The Ravid, who's Machmir, is referring to a situation where she doesn't have a Veses Kavua yet. Then the Ravid says, maybe the Iker is a soap. And the Haskalah Tosef is Domin. Basically what Aflama tests, he throws in that expression. So, what he's saying is, this Chavaz Da'at, for the woman who had a Hadar Veses, then you only discuss the first day. Because it's already established, that's a pattern. So we don't care what happens to be in subsequent days. But, if you're trying to establish a Veses in the first place, perhaps the Veses can be established not only if she sees, if you start seeing three Rosh Chodeshes in a row, but maybe even in a case where she sees three Rosh Chodeshes in a row, even though one time it's the beginning, one time it's the middle, one time it's the end, perhaps. The Al Gemara says there's no point to check because she's a Bimei Nidah, so there's no... what does that mean? That means the Vez only established the first day. Only the first day counts, right? But the Ravid is worried about the other days as well. So the Chavaz Da'at answers that if she already has a Veses, then what? Then we only follow the first day. So it's immaterial to us whether a Riyah is going to last 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, or 7 days. It's immaterial. Because it's not going to change anything anyway. We're going to go around in a merry way and assume that she has a, she's seen the last 8 months on a certain day of the month. So that's the way it's going to be. Who cares what happens beyond that? It doesn't pay to do any bedikas then. That's the Gemara. Whereas the Raiva is discussing the question of establishing a bet in the first place. So then maybe you have to take into account not only the beginning of the Riyah, maybe even the middle of the Riyah, maybe the end of the Riyah. That's the Chavis Das's answer. It's very good. No, I mean, it sounds like it's the Milsa of the Mistabra to defend the Raiva. Yeah. Right, but we don't have to worry about it. Once you have an old vest, we're going to assume that the inertia, which will maintain the old vest. And if we're not going to start looking at it and trying and inquiring as to how long the rear continues. We don't care. Right now we're going to go with our assumption that she had a vest, we're going to continue the vest, and we don't look for any more trouble. If she doesn't have a vest, then we're going to have to take into account middle days as well. That's what the Rahab Adat answers. Yes, Al? Kavu, whenever you use the word vest, it generally means vest kavua. You know, now they don't have it too much, but in the Gemara, it's the vest means the vest is kavua. How do we pass it to Nu? So the Rahab Adat already. And with this, he tries to explain Chandra's Rashi. This funny Rashi with the parentheses. He says it's not the Lomari, it's Umari, different gears. You look it up, you'll figure it out in the Rahab Adat. Okay. But if he can tell us, it's a nice terrace. No. So it's a viable sheet. I mean, how to be viable? The Raiva says it, the Ramban maybe says it. If it goes against the Gemara, the Chavazat gave a terrace. But Lamait said the Shulchan Aruch passes the cool anyway. Right. Okay. But the point to defend the sheet of the Gedoli Rishon, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber is Megdim. Only one problem. That's in Sif Vav. Problem is, the Mechaber in Sif Hey. Quotes a different dish. Namely, if someone starts seeing Dam before Netzachama and it continues after Netzachama, so you have to be Machmer both ways. But all the Mefarshim jump on the Mechaber. One place the Mechaber says, I'll read it to you. In Kufay Dalat Tivav. Invest on in Sham Fezo Gimel Yomim Shisham Fas on the Zalepes. Ain't a Tzvich Alipro Shal Aona Arishona Shal Avetes. The Kevin Shal Aona Vela Ross Nemu Teres. It's quite clear, like the Rov Rishona. The Balamor and the Rajb and the Rosh and the Morov Rapos. Tif Hei, he said. In Regila Lira Al Tzvich Mikona Netzachama Nacha Netzachama Asura Belayla Uvayom Kishir Shanim Shachba. Nope, it's like a steer of Galuya. Isn't that a steer? Not a steer? I mean, a steer from Sifeda Sifva? Huh? Sifeda is Machmir. The Riyah begins in the night and goes through the day after Machmir both night and day. So what? But it's Sifva, it's about a Shia Nimsha. That's right, there's a vest that's left for 3 days, 4 days. The one you want to release about the Shia Nimsha?
Really
sure which is that's called. You're still talking very, very deep about the first one. When we're talking about extending 2 or 3 days, it's very obvious that the second and third days are not. Alright. Maybe. That's one of Master Kasha. And they give various theories. One answer is to distinguish between shofas and the shofas. Right? Shofas, or even mezalefes, which is understood to mean in this case, she drips straight through. In that case, she only has to worry about the beginning. Right? Sorry? Shofas on the 11th is the beginning. I'm sorry? I said it backwards? Take a look. Hold on. Take a look here. If you look at the Badei HaShulchan, let's see the main carrots first. That's the most possible ones first. That's in the Badei HaShulchan and Lamed Vav, the Yud Beis. He quotes it from the Lavush and the Taz and the Prishim. Three Kudam Meshulah from Harry and others. Three Gedolim. Well, hold on, just hold on. Just reread this. Tirtu Bazeh. Tafila Bishalfasa Bazalefes Vahem Shechechot Eina Choshashet Ela Laona Rishona. The rock by he the sif hey to dover muat shenim shach payom svaru the os nach shava kol riacha meruba avalacha shal sif al dira dover meruba main svaru the os nach shava kol riacha talika riva tzivasa vasha rak tos vizdanu vizdalak ikar yizdalak atapa v'yesh lahakal kadei azu. That's all the other achronim seem to be masking to. So the consensus view is that if it simply depends upon whether it's a long extension or a short extension. I'm not sure what the svar is precisely. If it's a long extension, then we ignore it. If it's a short extension, then we'll take it into account. Almost sounds like convenience. Yeah? If it's a short extension, all right, not so bad, so we'll be mock for an extra few hours. But if it's a beef, so many days, then it's too much of a chumrah. That's what it sounds like, but it doesn't seem like that's what they're saying exactly. I think two more days. Right? Three more days. You know, normal case, it lasts a long time. Huh? So the text. I read the words, I read it four times. I'm not sure what is this saying over here. But that's the psak of most posts. Other posts say, I think the reverse of what I started to say before, as Baruch correctly pointed out. So what? If it's one long hemshech, then what? You have to go to chumrah. But if it's one dam and then stops later, then you go lakula. We'll come back to this. This poses a certain difficulty. It's one long dam for 5 days, according to this psak, you have to go to chumrah. After the Machmir, all 5 days are treated as Yom HaVes. If she sees a day now and she stops, if she sees 2 days later, then you make it. That's would be a tremendous chumrah l'maaseh if you follow that sheep. If it stops in between your Mekel, or if it does not stop in between, then your Machmir. The other thing, I don't know what this word is. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, correct, right. The Lashayna is a little bit not the one we're used to, that's why it came out back. Right, correct. Alright. Whatever the Lashayna is, those are facts. Now, Maskana, the Baal HaShulchan is making. There's one problem, though, which we haven't discussed yet at all. The Rabbit throws in a new monkey wrench over here. Baal HaNefesh. Says, you know, we had this once before this year, right? We're not the Kim in Nida and Zava. Remember that business? The Nida and the Zava, we're not Bucky anymore. So therefore, any given day could be the first day. Javon, we had it by the Chavez Das, but he wanted to do a similar this business. But the Mokh Dachuk all the time. So if he has precedent, the Rabbi did it in the same way. The Rabbi wants to say, she sees Dom Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You have no idea which is the first day. I mean, first 4 days was Yemei Ziva, was Dam Toa, whatever. And then thirdly was the first day. No, if that was the 11th, huh? Yom Yeralef. Oh, yes, this trick only lasts for the first how many days? She only lasts for 2 days. In other words, if she sees Sunday, she can say Sunday might be Yom Ziva. If she sees Monday, maybe it's Yom Ziva. What? Dam Toa, the Marato, whatever, we're not booking Maris. Okay. The kids are. But for 3 days at least, you have this problem. The third day can still be the first day of maybe. She sees Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Sunday is the last 2 days of Yom Ziva, the last of the 11th. Wow, who? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Maybe Tuesday is the first day.
Tuesday is the first day of the year.
Right.
But isn't
that considered
Zavah Diva
until she has 17? That's only if she has Zavah Gadola. Zavah Gadola every 3 days.
He's saying, well, he's knocking out the fourth, what about the fourth and the fifth days? Then it can't be. You have to turn the Dam Torah for that one if you want. That's the Rabbi says. In reality, the Shulchan Aruch closes. No? This one. I'm sorry. You're right, the Ramban also is the same thing, right. But I think it starts with the Rivet, if I'm not mistaken. The Ramban took a lot of things from the Rivet. I know, I'm just looking for it in the Shulchan Aruch. Kufay test if lamed beis, correct? Kufay test if lamed beis is a din based on there as a complicated din, but best the Toch Vesek, which is based upon the Ravid and the Ramban. Ordinarily, what do we say? That there's no best the Toch what? The Toch, the amazing Vasa. What happened? So he says over here, nowadays the Kovayim B'Tok Amezi Vosa, because we're not Fakim. That's shot in the case of the Shulchan Aruch. See, the Shulchan Aruch is Choshesh for the sheet of the Rav and the Rav, we're not Fakim. But the Stira in the Rav, a Stira in the Shulchan Aruch. If the Shulchan Aruch is concerned with this possibility that we're really not Fakim, and at any given day, that'd be the first day of Yemehida, as he seems to be concerned in Sif Lama Bey, in Simon Kuf Pei Tes. How come back over here in Simon Kuf Pei Dalet, Sif Vav, he's not concerned with that? Who has this guy? Shir Chavazaz, and Sif Reitar. Let's take a look here at the Beirim, the cave on where he discusses this issue. Yes, this guy, Shir. Ma'ayin Chavazaz, Sif Reitar, Shir Chavazaz, but this death. Because of the Simon Kuf Pei Tes of Lamed Beis Shem Ramban, the Ina Kaimalon the Isha Kavas Vesek after made the Dusa, right? After God the Medina the Gemara Ina Isha Kavas Los Vesek, Shidanano Bekin Ben Yemei Nida the Meziva Ben Dam Tom and Dam Tor, Kol Nashi the Dam Tketos Mashvina Lo Bechesh Yemei Nidusa the Zivusa, when Mele the Chashina Yudi Yom Kama Hayar Daim the Meziva so the Hayar Dam Tor, Yom Beis Avet Chilas Nidus, Kain is the bracket. Lama kasev hatur, a shulchan aruch. Kan, shein choshen rakot chilat habetes, stira. V'sid v'tach, hashen erach v'tan nisha v'tzor achir. Zvalvik. And v'arichas, and that's the kash. Yeah, what's the chavaz das answer? How about the chavaz das? Kasev the chalak v'zeh. Tehecha shekova v'esid v'tchilat v'yol steach, v'yon shiro, yom alef beiz v'chol chodesh, shekova v'esid v'yom alef v'chodesh, Loch Hashinim Nana the name of Shekova Vestigam Yom Beis. Uvalki Marikan Vesimun Kuf Pei Dal. Aval Hecha Shlo Kova Vestigam Tchila Tzvi Yosak Gon Shavosak Big Beis Kadoshim Yom Alef Beis Yom Alef Beis Vachodesh Hashlishi Rosa Rak Yom Beis Lachodesh Oz Chayshinon Shigam Bachadoshim Arishon Vayu Rios Yom Beis Ika Aria Vekova Vestigam the Beis Lachodesh. This is the same as the Chavaz Das, as I said before. The same Torah is going to answer what? The answer to the Rive. It's also the Rive, right? Right, it's the Hilchot, right? That was the answer to the Rive. He himself was one. But this is a same as so. A distinction between if it's Kaviyat Fest or not, that's why we have to worry about the second of the Halacha. It's a compromise. Right? It's a compromise. Behind the Simon Kuf Pei Tes Hana, Ella, Shehisna Olcha, made an extra Tanai put it. The Loch Hashinon, the Loch Hashinon. Vahachi Elam came Poska because of the Rosa. Ava the Shofat, the Mazalechus, Enoch Hosheshes, the Vesus, the Yom Beis, the Vesus Kavua, the Chiagavna, Vadai, Real Yom Alef Ika. So Chavazaz threw in a proviso over here. Only worry about this if there's a break. But if there's no break, he's not worried. So when are you only worried about the Chavaz Das? A, if there's already there's no versus kavua, and B, if there's a break. And B, if there's a break. That's what the Chavis Da suggests. What he suggests. Of course, it's a pesha, also a pesha hitim. The first part of the Chavis Da would result in a tremendous chumra. Because in most cases, like this man has said, we don't have versus kavua. But a pesha hitim. The second thing, which is talking about people stopping in the middle, is very, very uncommon nowadays. All right, we have a klal now, a pesha so a pesha hikim. Since he's the one who created the chumrah, so we'll trust his kula too. Well, the truth is not how about tie at all. One can easily imagine a shita which you hold. Not that way. What is, how much time is there supposed to be a stop? Well, what do you mean by right? What do you mean by Pasca? Possibly she could do a bidding and find herself clean. Right, I know that. So what does Pasca mean? Does Pasca mean that it doesn't come out to say that? Or possibly there could be a time when she would check herself and find herself clean, even for a minute? The first one. I know the first one's true, and I'm gonna put it on monitor. I know what that means. How you determine that? Let's see this. Oh, let's continue. Hold on. Omnam. The Sefer part is Yimonim, it's also the Aruch HaShulchan, it's called later on. Kasa L'chag Opan Acher. For who? Say this in the Chuf Pei Tez, where he's Machmir. Mayer V'dap Shalo, Ayur Yosef Yom Ritzufim. Elef Sika Ben Tayin L'Rosu Yom Echad. Don't you Rosu Echad B'chodesh V'Gimel Bo. Those Kovats Vesay Deviyaz Yom Gimel, Ava Fishu Remain Nidus. Alisha Shirov Yom Ritzufim, Ayin Ochal Echad Tzkilas V'Yosef, Ad Kan Dvorah. Etc. etc. And this Shita the Aruch HaShulchan has a riot from Rashi. Which Rashi? Which Pshana Rashi? Which Pshana Rashi would seem to confirm the Aruch HaShulchan? The second Pshana Rashi, the Lishna Achmina Rashi. The Lishna Achmina Rashi said that there's a distinction drawn between Mayan Tosu and Mayan Pesua. Somewhat different case. But it's the same thing. And it comes out that Mayan Sasam, Shirasa, Hayal, Paska, Vachaz, and Rasa, then there could be a Kviyat Vesas even in Yimei Nidra. So this same Yisod is used by the Shulchan Aruch to be Machab as Manazeh in the case of Mayan Sasam. So, what Rashi called Mayan Sasam? Rashi called Mayan Pesuach? No. Hold on a second. Now, how does the Shulchan Aruch pass? Like which day in Rashi? I mean, two days in Rashi. Yeah, it's a Gemara. You can't ignore a Gemara. The Gemara is the distinction between Mayan Sos and Mayan Pesuah, correct? So you got, one Pesuah got to be right, no? So the Shulchan Aruch didn't really speak so much here. Well, what's the first Pesuah in Rashi? The chilu between Aleph, Kaf, Hey, Aleph. And what? Aleph, Hey. Right? Shulchan Aruch did not call this distinction. Did not. My knowledge. We have to check on this one. The Rambam we looked for yesterday, so I stopped looking. Someone showed me the Magen Mishnah already said it doesn't exist. So I was right, but not funny. Now I'm claiming another claim. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote this. First Pshat Rashi. If he doesn't quote the first one, what was he hold like? Must all like the second shot. No. So the Nela comes out that the Aruch HaShulchan and the part of Shimonim would might seem to be seem to work out better. The Chavis Da's Teretz is also a good Teretz. I mean, of course, it could lead to a tremendous Chumrah unless you take the Chavis Da's Kula, which he and interpret it in a proper way. Well, since we're not sure about that, let's stick to the part of Shimonim and Aruch HaShulchan. Since that might work out with the second shot of Rashi, which might be considered a pshat, which he accepts the halacha. What? Who? The Yurim? Okay, he's masking the kula. He could give me a part of the Shafi Devarov, Mishyashvim Kama Kusha to be a post of Rishonim. And it's a mocker in Rashi. Chavis Da has no source in the Rishonim, he says. Therefore, he's maker. Where's he machmir? he found Beis Hamishonim Rakam Beis Bechodesh and Bechodesh Shnishi Rosa Be'alef Kamen Beis Bo Sorachim Yesh Lachol B'Kedvaro. Why should he more machmer there? Why is he machmer in that case? Rashi's first pshat. Unless many of the machmer like Rashi's first pshat. Maybe. You have to understand that when it comes to this little down there, as we're going through these next, this week and next, I keep saying there's no vetsis kavua. It's very rare that vetsis kavua. Depends how you measure. If you're going to have all these vetsis kavua, the classical vetsis kavua, that a woman sees 3 months in a row, the same day of the month, or the same haflaga, the same interval, the same owner, day or night, that's very, very rare. But if you're going to start making these kind of cheshbonos and counting up second days and third days of the period to fit in with the previous first day, so then you can run into a lot of vetsis kavuos. So the poskim seem to accept the what we call the Aruch HaShulchan and the Paras Rabbanan. What is he saying over here? That he's mi'gmach like the first day in Rashi too. Am I correct? That's what he says. How come the Shulchan Aruch didn't mention it? I mean, it's not mentioned anywhere. That should have been found. That such a thing existed. Here we have a steer in the Mechaber, so they have to fend for the steer this way. The other thing is not going to stand for the steer. So should have said it somewhere. All right, he wants to make on his own beyond the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, perhaps. Times. Break, different story. That's the Paras Rabbanan is also masking to that. Yeah. But most of them, break means a break of a day. Right? That's what he said. Right, so that never happens. I mean, any issue, right. That very rarely happens. So unless you're leaving out those 2-3 lines of, if he wants to be Nachman more, if you leave out the first day and Rashi comes the second day, so we come out of this pretty much okay. But you basically back down to the bottom line would be, you only have to worry about the beginning of the Daf. The first 12 hours time zone, which the Daf is found. Okay, and that's it. Everything else is totally ignored. Yes?
In the case of, well, we want to have a creative message.
First of all, the only time it'll make things easier, Bobby, if we could say with certainty she was Kaveh Avesis. Only thing I have to do, you're just getting involved in big tzaras. Second of all, creating a vessel could again, it's a cool anachem. Both. I'm trying to be very objective over here. Because kul and a chumra, having a vest is both a kul and a chumra. But not being sure and taking both chumras, that I don't want to accept too much. I mean, you're making your mind, this or that. It's the worst thing in the world is to have a suffix. Because then you have to, the chumras of Yishe Shein the vest and the chumras of Yishe Yesh the vest. You've got to try to avoid those kind of cases. You've got to try. Yes, sweet. Right. In this connection, I wanted to bring up something which we glossed over a long time ago, because we weren't really into the Inyana that much. It was in the Ma'am Makom, the very first sheet, the last Ma'am Makom. Very much halakha l'maisa. We keep speaking here about the first day. The first day is what counts. I agree. But what exactly is the first day? For women, some women, the first day means just out of the clear blue sky. Everything is perfectly clean. All of a sudden, boom, she's Roa B'Shefa, what the Poskim call. Then there's no problem, Halacha, the way we came out, more or less, Roa Poskim. She don't have to worry about that day. That, if it's morning, it's the day, if it's night, it's night, and that's all, finished. That's an easy case. The problem is, there are many women don't have that. First it starts, and she notices that they're in the undergarments, she starts noticing Ksamim. Very often she first notices Ksamim Tahorim, the less in the grid, so they're a different color. Then she starts seeing something to Tumeim, but maybe they'll be Mutter because it's on the big bits of Odom, maybe she'll see something to Tumeim Mamish, Al Gufa maybe, and then if it's a day later, 2-3 days later, starts their actual real. So what do you do with vessels? What do you do? So, that's why I asked you to look at it a long time ago, when I thought that was because it was in that sentence. We're doing Sinus Kuf Tzadik. But then I realized that to confuse you at that point, Shire the vessel would be inadvisable. I decided not to spawn it until here, where it really belongs. So, really, the mistake of the Ma'amakom, I really should have put it over here. But you know, when you're doing a simon, you have to finish up with the meister can pass in that simon. So I apologize. So the last line in the first, the blue sheet, kuf tzadi, the very last few sifim, would really fit it better logically right over here. There it says that the very last sifim in simon kuf tzadi, which is a whole bunch of sifim, the 54 sifim there. Sif 54, nun dalet, paid ratio test here in the sefer. Ein b'ksamim mishum vesef. Period. I think it's down to the prop. Keita ad matza kesef rosh chodesh afilu shalosh pamim lo kvasa lo kvasa chutz mikutz mikitmei eid habodakla shehein mitamin v'kol shein v'rehein v'harehein kiriyas l'chol dom. Now, very strange. It'll come out, the aura, according to this, that kismet habodakla is an absolute vessel. So first of all, the body hashulchan, the last sif in the very sif 513, sif cut 513, tough few given, a lot of sif cuts, says, well, we're not knowing this way. We're not knowing this way. Very strange thing. Because your name be pashas, the very shulchan aruch hayom nira old shapa motes dam pamachas ala eid habodak tzvichal lochosh also yom kid invest in shena kavua shechosh lama pamachas. Etc. Yeah. Well, the fees is the woman who was in Scotland, little Shimon Akiyim, has to worry about that type of vessels. Om number Inu Vishamana, we come at Bali Hora, was somewhat anonymous. She ain't no agim came. Vena Machnissim Abdika Ahi Vitoch Akashmina Vessels Klal. We can near us at that, and she ain't our aid above the Korea, the investors, the little vessels Kavua, the little vessels Shana Kavua. So first of all, he said that even the kesem of an eda baduk should be disregarded unless a versus kavua. I'm not sure what's happening over here. I mean, how are you going to get started? Is she going to keep track or she's not going to keep track? I mean, what's happening over here? What's he trying to say? So I'm not sure exactly what he's saying. You're not kovea vessels. Well, that's kismet habodakla. Which are kovea vessels. Happens three times that way. It's time if she sees once. See, we have to put it on file, though, no? I'm asking a question. She sees once a kesef, right? So he says, well, it's only a problem if it establishes a kvius. But how do you know in advance till next time? So I'm not exactly certain what he's saying over here. He said if you find three times at Kesem, we're afraid this woman's going to have only some. Rak shabotka motzah shekain gimel pomim mechazina and shekach darka shal isha zu. This woman has this kovef for some. Avalola pamachas. So as he's saying, you have to keep it on file. You don't have to be pirish. You don't have to do anything, but just keep it on file. And if it'll turn out that she's three some bedukim 3 months in a row, then we'll establish a vest. That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like. No, and there'd be Urim over here. That's what it sounds like. But Stamish, she sees once a Kesem, and nothing doesn't develop the Vessus Kavua, so it could really be ignored. That's what he says, the meaning of Bali Horo. But I want to discuss something which is even, perhaps even more important. He's talking about a woman who sees it in the middle of the Shiva, the key of this calculus of the Sirasa, etc. What about a more common case, which I alluded to earlier? Well, the woman sees someone before the period. What's the status then? There he made short shrift of that. And Simon Tav Kuf Dalet. He says, B'ksamim, V'nirish hafilu isha motzeis kesem, V'chakach kavo yom yomayim bo orach mitusa, V'shofaz dam kirgilusa, Eina mechashevas yom metzias hakesem lecheshbon vesta. That's all. Finished. So now what ksavim? Can we even ksavim tmeim? Let's talk about ksavim. Let's talk about ksavim tmeim. When they say kesem, we mean kesem tmeim. See, passes la halacha over here. If a woman sees a Rosh Chodesh, she sees dam and undergarments. Even if it's white undergarments and it's more than a gris and she's tmeim, still, that's nothing as far as vest is concerned. Zero. Nothing. We only discuss when the actual hargosha comes. Dam comes b'shefa, it's real hargosha. That's what he said. Since I'm most poskim, kach shamati mi, what is he saying? Habali haro. I heard from Bali haro and Balos haro, and they pass in la halacha, that's what you have to do. Lemaisa. You follow only the when the dam comes to shef. Of course, you're putting a woman on the spot. Only when she determines when she's astur, when she's muteres, but she also has to determine exactly when is the dam coming to shefa. It's almost like a dangerous system. You're two-tier system you established. We always try to take away all tiers, take away Nidla, take away Zava, you shouldn't make any mistakes. Right? So, if you want to take away mistakes, what do you got to tell the woman? Look, you got to keep a record. When do you become Nidla? But now you're telling her to keep two records. No? You have to keep a record when you become a Nidla. Well, I guess you would ordinarily know what that record is. But you have to keep a second possible record when she has the actual hargosha or vestis, whatever you want to call it, the real. And it cannot be. That's what he said. In the previous sifkot, he goes about to go even further. He wants to jet the sheet that I would hold, that his man again is no vestis. Goodbye. Since many women see the David of Bali Hargosha, the people of Hargosha, no vestis, goodbye. No, we're not going that way. We hold that whenever she has a period, even though there's no Hargosha, that's the establishment of the vestis. How it's exactly defined, I don't know. Vada migufa. Ros Adam notif migufa. When it comes to, you have all kinds of all kinds of tricky details in Sivkot Tav Kuf Gimel. Exactly, when is this time? You know, Tavkuf Dalet just makes a statement. Boom. You ignore the Kesem, you just go with the Riyah. But what is the Riyah? It's not so clear. So you're putting giving a woman a difficult decision to make. She'll make one decision, but she has to tell her husband, okay, I'm now off limits because I have a Kesem, which is Tameya. But she puts that in a calendar to mark off the day, which is this account for the Vestos. Still going. Then it's a different day. So it's somewhat anomalous. I'm not saying it's wrong. I think it's somewhat anomalous. Rav Moshe Shalita, Igros Moshe, Chelek, Gimel, Simin, what? Simin? Who? Nun Beis, something like that. Nun Aleph, Nun Beis. He has a Chiddush Nifla Menorah. I can't exactly understand what he's saying, but he has a tremendous Chiddush. Nun Aleph. Well, which one was it? It only was one of them. Nun Aleph. Igles Moshe Yaradeh Yel Gimel Simon Nun Aleph. We have it here on file. Okay, that was in the Ramah Tavos, correct. Nun Aleph. Today he says a tremendous Kiddush. He talks today about a woman, this is very common, who sees Maris couple of days before the period. He says that against this, I read it, you have to read it yourself, because I'm not sure exactly what he says. But his first line seems to be that if she regularly has this pattern, not just at once she sees a little staining before the period, we ignore that, we go with the period. But if every single month she has this pattern, she starts staining in Rosh Chodesh, she sees the full period on the Gimel Chodesh, which is very common. So Rav Moshe writes, they have to invest is Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh. Because Rosh Chodesh, that's when she becomes, that's when she sees the Ksamim Tumei. All right. So am I correct? Right. So, students saw it. You should have all seen this. So, I'm coming from two weeks. The cool or a chumrah? I don't know what it is. Neither know what. Because Shulchan Aruch, I think that's about a shulchan. Shulchan Aruch said, we don't count stuff except the kismei abodok. She's in undergarments. It's like all the kismei abodok. And above me, she says, it's nim. This is Stam Azayag.
Can you establish that there might be a
kismei abodok
in undergarments?
Nah, I don't think so. Here. He's like this. Yeah, I'll read it to you verbatim. Also, Noshim Shadaka, Leo, Dibos, Saman, Below, Agosha, Kama, Yom, Kodam, Vesta, Iker, Vesta, Yom, Shabbos, Shefa, Adam, Baragosha. That's a Shulchan Aruch. But then he turns around and he says, Vim Ross, Akan, Gimel, Pomin, Oem, Derek, Dibos, Adam, Lovel, Gamke, Below, Agosha, at all, which is the Chazan Ishtabok, I spoke about. Iker, Vesta, Su, Mishatir, Aksamim. The Gloy Mills at the Kainu, Kainu, Psira, Samoka, Shalot, Tipin, Tipin, he quotes the Gemara, Rashi, Navaz, etc., etc. Derek Divas Adam Lava Gankim. No. Imrata can't give upon him. Oh, if Derek Lava Gosh. But there's an O over there. Imrata can't give upon him, is even if later on it's going to be Derek Gosh. Still, he says that the Kesem is Kovea. I guess that's the best you have to count for all the dinim chumas and kulis. In terms of Cheshire and Arts, when the best is it? That's what he says. It's against the Pasha Shad and the Chavis. Or Mesh is the Kiddush Nifla. Okay? Now, then he asks at the end, why I can't give upon him with man shava bainly me achodesh bain laflaga zorech lifrosh mimena shetchila liros samim bizmanon kehergela vafiluk shein pochot mikigris kevan sheboim bizman avet. I'm not exactly sure what he means. Manasha. derach zivas adam lavo gamkem. No. Imrat ken gimel pamim. Oh, if derach lavo gosh. But there's an oh there. Imrat ken gimel pamim is even if later on it's going to be derach gosh. Still, he says that the kesem is kovea. I guess that's the best you have to count for all the dinim chumas mekulas in terms of cheshem dingars. When the best is it? That's what he says. It's against the pasuk shad and mechaber. The mesh is a chiddush nifla. Okay. Now, then he adds at the end. Why can't give upon him with man shava bainly may I call this man last logger? Sarah Livrosh me mena shetila liro summon with manon care gala Vafiluk shame pavos miki gris Kevin Shaboyan with mana vet. I'm not exactly sure what he means. Manasha. If he means that the vest is already nicked by two the summer, who needs it the next 3 years? It's set to be preached anyway. No. And why I can't give upon him who was man shava ben mechosh ben aflaga. So 3 times already she had this thing happen. First Kodesh was kesem and gimel Kodesh was real. Right? Once, twice, 3 times. Now what? Next first Kodesh comes. Fourth first Kodesh. Now what? Tzarech lifrosh mimena k'shez chila liro summon with man of tergela afilu k'shen pogos mikigris k'em ishabar with man of vesem. Why? Shouldn't there be a chiyuv prisha before she saw anything? But what do you mean? If the day of a vest is established in Rosh Chodesh, that's established, finished. So that's the day, the day of a vest, Rosh Chodesh. So I'm asking a kasha, so why is he saying it's only the prisha? When she starts seeing things Rosh Chodesh, hell, she already established it. Nisan, Sivan, Tamuz, Av. Finished, it's already established. So? Hold on. So Baruch said, I skipped over, I had an 18 minutes in the gap here. I skipped over something. Because before, Rav Moshe said in a supposedly parenthetical remark between two dashes, that's why I skipped it, he said that the Dina, this is talking about Kedin versus Aguf. Now Vesa Guf, we saw, remember the very beginning of the first year, we taught our Mishnah, Samach Gimel, Amal Al. What's Vesa Guf? She has dizziness, she has chills, everything. That's Vesa Guf. So what is in the Vesa Guf? So if you have 3 times Vesa Guf, what's the Locha? That's the Vesa. So next time she has chills, next time she has stomachache, because we chosh the Vesa. For Moshe Rai, it's like a Vesa Guf. Right? And next time she has saying, then I'm going to have a kasha. So why have to have this? Why is the day relevant? Say stop. It's the best of the best of Murka. Best of Murka. Wow. But then it should say. That whenever she has stains, even not on that day, she should be choshesh. Even if this day stains at all. What are you mixing days for? If the best of Guf doesn't exist even without a Murka, what are you mixing with Murka for? Then he adds, "Dim lo bo aksamim, adayin choshen liyom avestes is mano." What does that mean? So the calendaric vestes is when it's gimel achodesh. It sounds like gimel achodesh. That's the yom achodesh of this special period. It's gimel achodesh. But the summon which he sees earlier, that's a kind of a vest group. And then even though this is some of Tahorin, less than a grizz, she still must be choshesh. Then he adds at the end, Ukshalo bo aurach bismana. You see the little stain, less than a grizz in Rosh Chodesh. And in the third of the month, nothing happens at all. Harin is galash enum a vest, Utahorim lo aurach some grizz. So then we say, well, like she had a stomachache. She had a stomachache and she's expecting the period, so she'd be choshesh. And then the period never comes. She ate too much. I don't know, she has a different type of stomach. These are Moshe's sheep in his inyan. So you have to read it a few times over. I'm not exactly sure what he's saying over here. He seems to be saying that. So what? I'm not sure what he's saying. It seems to be saying that the real vest is the Gimel HaKodesh. But Aleph HaKodesh, the vest of the Guf, I don't, he doesn't mention the word Burka. I can't pin it down exactly what he's saying. If I'm the Maitha, I would have to say Aleph, because I don't understand exactly what he's saying. I would have to stick back to the Bari HaShul. No, I mean, what am I going to do? And he who's the Bari HaShul, I know what he says. I know what he says. I don't know maybe how to measure it. He says you count from the Shef Adam, period. I'm not sure. I'd like very much appreciate if someone could figure out what Rashi is saying exactly. We can pin it down and we'll see. We'll look at other parts and see. Well, how long can they rate me? Who says what? But since we don't have any further evidence at this point, I would have to say that we don't know pshat, but they have most of the vada. We don't show exactly what the pshat. And the other one was the vada, that's the other post to say. To go with the vada, I don't know. Maybe it is. But I can't understand exactly what's saying. I mean, they should call Rabbi Blut. The truth is Rabbi Blut. I'm better than the flatbush. So maybe we'll try to get in touch with him, find out what's happening. All right? If we can figure it out, I think if we can figure it out, it'll be against the Bada Shulchan anyway. That's my reaction, but I'm not sure what he said. I don't know. Here it is, right over here. Someone's looking at it, trying to figure it out. Okay. Fine. So that's the mission. Now, there is the next Gemara, right where we left off, on your Alpha now, by Yosheves al Dam Toa. It's a Saga Dajach, where by Keshe's Meshav al Dam Toa. Honi chul Rav, Yom Mayan Echadu wa Toa, Timasa wa Toa, Tiaros, Shabbat, so we pass in Allah, the Sakas Nerabon Mamad. Hello, the Levi, the Mashneh Mayonah saying, Kivdo, Dilma, Akatil, Apostak, Hu Mayan Tomei, I mean, explain what exactly the Shana is. I'm not playing the Amani Beit Shamai. The Amin Mayan Echadu. So it's a Montana Kibbe. So it's a whole discussion. You boy Tamer? Me Katani Mila Keshen. Leishev Yoshev is Katani. Aye, well, obviously. Yoshev. Mata Tamer Tibdok to the Kabbalah Vest, Kamashulon. The Mayan Tol, the Mayan Tol, and the Kabbalah. Okay, and no matter how you, even if it's one, I go to Rav, even if I go to Rav, he made Tara, he made Tumah, lo kavod. It's an important Gemara. That's the punchline, the bottom line. He made Tara, he made Tumah, lo kavod. So, it's an interesting expression. He made Tara, he made Tumah, lo kavod. But what? And you made Tara itself, is what? It's kavod. Who said that? Shiramban says that. The Gemara before seems to say differently. And after Yudam and Beis, the Gemara says, Amemu Daya Shaita is the Mishnah. The Mishnah back on, where's the Mishnah? I'm dying. Amemu Daya Shaita, where is it? The Riyah Rishona. Abba Bishniya Metaname says, so apparently once ready to see the second time, he's ready to see the pattern, it's not a freak anymore. It's considered a normal thing. So what did that apply to? There were four cakes. Who are the four Nashim here? Sulas, Kenim, and Ikifu Beret. Here's the Gemara says, who's it going? Amarav Akulu. It was an old one. Shmuel Amalosh Nalab Sulas Kenav Uberet Menika Dain Kalame Yibura Dain Kalame Menikusa. So, Rav says, it goes on Akulu. So the Ramban says, yeah, that's the first time and the second time. But once the third time, three strikes and you're out, and you establish a pattern, even if it be a Vesus Kavua, even if you made Yibura Vahanok. The Ramban Shi. The Rashba and Torah Tavayas, and it's dependent on the Machlokas over here. Kitanoi, the bottom line of Yudam and Bay. Uberes, the Medica Shoshofa, the Zambu Bo, Dianca Mebur, and Dianca Mebinikusa. Dibra Meir, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, or Rabbi Shimon Omri, Blo Omri, Dayan Shas, Ela Veria Rishona, Ela Bishniya, Matame, Esa, Esa, Mitzkida, Lepkida. Now, so the Rashba says, the Machlokas HaTanoim, and we pass this like Rabbi Meir, to come out the Kula. We pass the Halacha against the Ramban. Either Gemara says, you know, he made tarli, made tumah lo kava, implying that he made tarli, made taras kava. No, they threw in the words he made tumah to satisfy whom? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda. The one that the chulei alma. They threw in two extra words. The two words doesn't cost you that much. They threw in the words he made tumah. That's the Rashi's approach in the Torah Sabbai. The ma'isa does not come up that often because the kaviyas vessels in Yimei Bura and Yimei Hanukkah is somewhat rare. It's b'chlal rare. Never forget that. This is more rare. For the Rashba to appear, you don't need a bedikah. And that's much more to Rashi. Because Rashi is afish, Yamu Dayash has to be on. What did Rashi say? Bishi Yesh Levet, not the Arba Nosh. Not the Arba Nosh. Not the Arba Nosh. Okay? That's what would appear. Tosis disagrees. Tosis seems to say, that you don't obey the banatosis, you told me, Mashad lo igiash, mana the earth of Babadika, but who bears the Menika, Babadika, we tell him, Nathis, and Srikhalias, Babekas, Akulo, and make no distinctions, whatever. It's not matter called Mashad, so he was selected to done, and he also be Sukula. That's unique by Absula. But the other case, there would be a requirement for Badik, would be a requirement for Badik. Yeah. How we pass this case to Halacha, so Belina will see tomorrow in Kufpei Tet. We'll discuss this. Okay, we left off yesterday in the middle of the, before the end of the Sugya, Mubarak. We mentioned about Machlokas HaRishon, about a Paschal in the Shaila of a Beret, the Shikovei Avetim Tanat. Rabban passes the Chumra, she is Kovat Vetes, the Rashba passes the Kula, she is not Kovat Vetes. The Chaber and Kufpei Pes, Sif Lama Gimel, Paskin that she's not Kovat Vetes, but he throws in the Kamagon Kosheshes, Liria, Shatira, Kadera, Shaposheshes, the Vesta Shena Kavua. Who is this? It's on the side. Tur, B'Shem, Rashba, B'Shem, Gedole, Amorim. That's the Rivet. The Rivet is the one that says this. The word about a Vesta Shena Kavua. The Vilnagon explains in the bottom, it's somewhat similar to Yemei Ziva, according to Rav Papa. We'll see in the Sukkot HaFlamet test later on that there's a Chashash. A vessel in a kavua, even though there cannot be any kriyas vessels then. You may see both. Why am I mentioning this? Because I mentioned a couple of times in the past that it's possible that many poskim hold that the whole idea of vessel in a kavua, the whole chash, is only that it may lead to a vessel kavua. So you got to be honest and show the other side as well. So this rivet will appear quite clearly that that's not true. That the chash of Vesna Shana Kavua would apply even in a case where it is impossible to have a Kavir Svetas. So we said that before, it's not at all posh. It's big machlokas in the Rishon. Big machlokas in the Rishon. Okay? We'll have to see when you see the Gemara of Lama Tess what it's all about. Fine. A couple of machlokas in the Halacha, the problem over here for the Muveris number one. When it says that she's koshish for Vesta Shena Kavua, does that mean when she sees once or only when she sees three times? Because the Shulchan Aruch is passing, even though she sees three times for ordinary Mitzvah Kaviyas Ves, he don't have that. Then he says, but she's koshish like a Vesta Shena Kavua. What does he mean? Only in the case that she saw three times must she be koshish for Vesta Shena Kavua? Or even if she saw once? That's the question which the Machlokas Achronim. And number two Machlokas is, must she worry about an own abandonment or not? Must she worry about unabandonment by in this kind of a case? Again, a machlokas ha poskim. Yes. Well, she has, no, she has a rest, she sees that she's Rosh Chodesh every month.
Or,
right. Well, she sees every 35 days, she's a Kriya, so every 25 days. Does the unabandonment go by the board or not? Again, the Machlokas HaPosim. Okay, what happened for, we're discussing now a case which is the woman whose pregnancy is down during her pregnancy. What about, no, she just found out she became pregnant. Honestly, she's hukarubra for argument's sake. Must she worry about her original vessel, which she had from before? Of course, the problem's going to be, what are you talking about? I mean, most vessels are a month, and we go to Chumrah against the Teva today. We wait, and if station, this whole status of Uber is only conferred upon her after 3 months. So what are you talking about? What vest? The vest is already gone after 3 months. So could be she's a 50-day vest. Right? That's cool for 50 days. So, I mean, so she missed once, but it's still intact, technically speaking. Or it's a vest is a goof. Whatever kind of vest, does it automatically disappear or not? The Mach Locus. So, Shulchan Aruch is Megil. That vest is gone. Gone. No Prisha, no Bdik. We mentioned yesterday, according to the Rambam, this might not be true. But this is how the Shulchan Aruch passes. What happens when everything passes? Woman had a period every single month for 5 years. Then she became pregnant, she had a baby, she nursed the baby. She stopped nursing. What happens now? She had seen Dom every single day, every single month, in the fifth of the month, for 5 years. And then she becomes in the month of pregnancy and the nursing. Now 2 years passed, whatever it is. Now she stops nursing. So Shulchan Aruch says, guess what? When the fifth of the month comes, we chosh the vessel. After all, 5 years straight, she's on the fifth of the month. How everything went, the whole system went through a total and dramatic upheaval. During the pregnancy, during the nursing, doesn't matter. Don't worry about the vest kavua. Period. How do you know? Because the Gemara said in Afin Aleph, dying koyamei iburan, koyamei minikusan. So once those days pass, then they go back to the beginning. The Ramban says, the Shach quotes, this is ridiculous. What are you talking about? She's told everything's different now. You don't have to worry about anything. And therefore, it's called Ma, she doesn't see any dam. No matter what happens, she's considered a bissel like a zom. She doesn't know about anything. Except if she sees one time, once she sees, then she has to worry about her vessel. For example, she had a 32-day afloga for 5 years, and then the whole system went off with the ibur and the hanukkah. Then she has a period after she stops nursing. She has to worry 32 days later. Because that was the last aflaga she had, the best kavu of aflaga, before she became pregnant. That's the Ramban conceived. What else she had, a best she ain't a kavu before her pregnancy? The Piskechuba points out, that's gone. A best she ain't a kavu is nek al gamre, during the months and years of pregnancy and nursing. Yes? The last month before she became pregnant, she had a 32-day aflaga. The last 2 years before she became pregnant were 30 days apart from each other. And now, a year and a half later, she wants to know. She saw Dom, but she has to worry about 32 years. 32 years. Take that back. 32 days after that Riyah, she has to worry about another Riyah. So the Piskechuba says, no. It's only about Shana Kavua. It's Nekka Makama. It's Nekka through the... Right. Nekka Makama.
Okay. What was the case that the Ramban's mother or she?
She sees Dom, she has to worry about her Vestas Kavua. She had a Kavua of Flugas.
No.
What Vestas Chodesh, you mean? And then she sees, and whenever she sees Dom, no matter what the animal she sees, it's an extra Chodesh. Okay. Because the Shach probably holds that way, right? Yeah, because why is it a Chiddush? Because what she just saw like 2 weeks before. Alright? The Vestas Shach holds, the Vestas Chodesh. That's it. Okay. This is the Shiraim from yesterday's Indian. Now we begin the sugya daf yud aleph. Lamed bet. A long sugya here, which is good for background in terms of what's happening in the whole Indian of B'dik. First, the Gemara says, Tamayim mitzvich liyot tzadekes. The first statement is, Amar Yudah Mashmul, Yud aleph mit beis, Lo shonu l'tarif. Abel l'balam u'teret. Okay? Balam u'teret. No din of B'dik l'balam. Pretty strong statement starting off the sugya, right from the bank. What is it? Pshita, Shachwitz, not. Abit Shachwitz, and those in the Tatal of the Bible, so much the Tarot. Eliyat Ma David, Ma, Bashashi, Overas, the Shamish is based on Yudah Mashuel. No Shannon of Isha, Asuka Batar. To me, good to buy a particular Tarot, find out a particular Bible. I will not Suka Batar, so I'll buy a Badika. Period. Another very strong statement. That any woman is not the Suka Batar, because as man as everybody, there's no din of particular Bible. Period. There's no need for the check of the Bible. What's my kamash and tanina? Kol nashim bechaz katar lebalein, which we just saw yesterday at Mishnah. So what's imi mas nisin hava mina hani milivi shishyesh levet? Hava li shishen levet is baya bedika. You might have thought. Tells you not that. Not true. That's not true. Yeah. And on the contrary, if she's a suga betaras, even if yesh levetes, Migda by a particular Taz, by a particular Bible. Okay, that's the Gemara says. Now, so if you just start over here in the Sugya, it's good news. I mean, Nebuch, I have an antenna, I have no base of Migdash. Nebuch, we have no Taz. So this is good news as far as this is concerned because there's no Chiv and Badikas at all. Because Badikas are limited to a case. Of an Isha Asuka Bataris, now there's none of them Asuka Bataris. There's no Badika, period. The Gemara says. Well, that's the bottom line. Tanya Malachi, Baba Nuri, Bataris, Abba Labala, Muteris. No, the Badika. Baba Nuri, Murim. Shinicha Becheskas Tahora. Abba Nicha Becheskas Tanea, Lola Mahi Bitsumasa, Shitoma, Lola Tahorani. We can say Tahorani. So Tosis points out here, that's what we mentioned yesterday, Muhammad Das. It's actually say Tahorani. It's say the words. A bit of Amiru. That's what Tosfos seems to be indicating. Okay, that's the background to the sugya. Now the Gemara is a very fascinating question. And you base them out. It's like a spoiled sport kind of a question. That's unbelievable. Isha Mao should tibdok at the Bala. Okay, lo tibdok. Remember tibdok of Mabaka? Okay, Leva Nokfo Porsche. What do you mean, Leva Nokfo Porsche? What does that mean? What are the words? The Tosa says, Leva Nokfo Porsche, Kirish Ra. Kevin Shiroa Ishto Bodekas, Mikshim Shim Lo Yogisha, Lohoya Bodekas. Vishyotat Shimachamim Lo Titna Livdo. So, according to the Shish Cha, the only problem with Leva Nokfo is if she does it, a Kritika, which is not halakhically mandated. If the halakha does not require the bedikah, she does the bedikah anyway, then he's afraid, hey, what's she doing the bedikah for? She knows it then, I know it then, there's no need for the bedikah right now. Why is she doing this bedikah? It must be she has to have some kind of agoshes down. I'm not going to have tashkent with her, I'm afraid. But the leave a nog for a parish, even though she's just being a machmir. But her machmir can cause leave a nog for a parish. I'll tell her about it. Of course. According to the Rakhah will come out, Lu Yitzuya, for the moment. If we would pass in the halacha, that Isha, She'en HaSugah B'Taras, would require B'dika, would there be a problem with Leibonok B'Farash or not? No, why not? Because it's required. The Rakhah is already laying the groundwork here. He's saying that the only time there's a problem with Leibonok B'Farash is only when if she does a B'dika which is not required by the halacha. Because then he starts saying, hey, what's she doing the B'dika for? Maybe she had Aragosh, etc., etc. But if the halacha would require the bedikah, then there would be no problem. It would not be a problem with the halacha of parsh. So the Rav says. Yeah. Now, the next Gemara talks about the shaila of a real problem. Isha ma'ash tivdak patsa kashir vetska l'chayim ba'al achatas l'yachar amayis. This is a sports question. What's the kasha? The technicality? How do you do it? How do you get there in time? Etc. Etc. Elamash it's kaneya. Be enough to be mechayev chatzis. Or she should check later with the real bedikah to be mechayev hashem tola. I'm a low tibda. Remember tibda come avaka. If can't, you will not for uporish. Yeah. What do you mean? The chlach hamais. What do you mean? Even not for porish. I mean the tupshat. Some say it means he'll be porish next time, and some say he'll be porish in advance. He's going to find. He's going to know. He sees already the preparations. He's going to do a bedik after tashmish. He's going to be both porish in advance. That's basically a similar idea. Now, that's the Gemara says. So far we have two resounding no's. No, one says do not do a bedik before tashmish. And do not do bedikah le'achamtas. Not only do we say that she's not required to do these bedikahs, but also what? She should not. She's not allowed to do these bedikahs. Because why? Because of libo nokfo porsh. It seems that it's finished. The sukkah is over. You already had it, and then you get aleph from a beis, and then you beis from an aleph. You have it already twice. We have it already twice. Yeah. And this Gemara is confirmed a number of times, over and over again. The Gemara says that there's no taris, there's no bedik. Call a bottle of boy bedik. So far, everything looks like it's under control. All of a sudden, we'll come back to this Gemara later on, all of another days, a whole new story begins. We read a terrible, terrible situation of a woman who has no vessels. What happened? Oy, oy, oy. Called him a mayor. It's all over. Get divorced. So, Bechanina ben Antignus, an important name. What does he say? Meshamesh b'shnei edim. And these edim are either going to fix her up or ruin her. Either they'll establish she's a raw machmas tashmish, in which case, divorce. Or she's not a raw machmas tashmish, in which case they can live happily ever after. So the Gemara says, "Amar Yehuda Mashmul Halachik Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus. We pasuk Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus. She's meshamesh b'shnei edim for the ishchein levet. What do we mean? Iba zugam b'taris. Oh, we know this already. Amar Mashmul Chada Zimna." That an isha shein event to sukkah b'taris requires bedikah l'bal. V'im shein a sukkah b'taris, oma kol l'bal l'boy bedikah. The Amar Rabbi Zera. This is the first part. Amar Rabbi Kavar Yirmiyah Mashmul isha shein event to asur l'shamash l'tibdok for kinnah l'sukkah b'taris. For any of the sukkah b'taris, she does not know. It's either it's wrong or it's redundant, right? Either it goes against what we said until now, or it's repeated. Either it's wrong or it's redundant. Yeah. Determine that we'll see a little later on how long and how does this work exactly. That she doesn't say exactly how many times. Let's say three times, let's throw in a number. Well, it's a good question. Shai asked, what good are they gonna do? I mean, statistically she lucked in three times. But if we're afraid of bad luck, then the bad luck is the law of averages. She checks three times, so nothing. Next time she doesn't check, she may have a problem. Yeah? Okay. We'll see later on. We'll see in the rib. We'll see in the Shinur Shomanar. So it's either redundant or it's wrong. The Gemara is a famous, famous line. Not even a full line. Man the masniha lo masniha. With this line, the parrot comes to a wonderful conclusion. Only problem is what's pshat in the line. This line is a very difficult line. What's the Gemara saying? We already said before, it's either redundant or it's wrong. So what's the Gemara coming to? What conclusion is the Gemara coming? So Rashi says, you're right, it's an effective redundancy. Let's read the Rashi. The last Rashi in the parak is very important. Man the Masni Hola Masni Ha. Liyala Masuka. She is a Sukha Batar. With the Kashalach Parti Lamali. Rabbi Huda, the Masni Ha, Mishmeh Shmuel. Lo Masni Ha, the Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba, Lo Masni Ha, the Rabbi Huda. I had to redundancy. They're two different numbers. They didn't know about each other. Here we have. Here we have what? Who's here? Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel. And what came before was Rabbi Abba Mashmuel. Rabbi Abba. Right? So, it's talking redundant. It's two different things. I expect Rashi. There's another person to worry about. Who's that? Rabbi Mashmuel. It's Rabbi Yehuda. Vikash Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda Nami Amora. The Yomar Rabbi Yehuda Liel got a masnisa the Katan Liel, Bishar she overeth the Shamish and Pesa. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel Oshanalish Basuka Vitar. So even with the Rabbi Yehuda, it's redundant. It's a lot perchi. Rabbi Yehuda lo Ashmin and Hassan Basuka Midi. The Mimasnisa and Abishamin and Ben Asuka Ben Shena Asuka. But Rabbi Yehuda Lameima, Rashmina, Mishmeh the Shmuel, the Shena Asuka lo Bai Bedika. V'hoch ha'ashminan, talach Rabbi Chanina, v'kos ha'mishnah j'asukah b'tar es b'ayah b'dika, v'hoch ha'ikah. So the Rashi squeezes out of the problem by saying, really, when do we require b'dika? Only when? Only b'asukah b'tar. As the Gemara assumed all along throughout the last block. The Gemara does not make any changes, any sudden and swift changes. The Gemara is assuming the same thing we assumed all along. That Isha Asuka Bataris never requires Vedika, excuse me. Isha Shalain Asuka Bataris never requires Vedika Lepala. Never! Not before, not after, nothing. And therefore, on the contrary, should not be done. Rashi Shi. Isna Mefarshis is Rashi Kiha, Lishki Ay Lishna. Amashmuel, Father Sibna Liel. Uki the Masnisin, but the Katana Mishamesh Bain and Basuka Batax. Mad Mashiola Masniha, Leola Mish Aina Suka. Aina Suka! With the Kashalach, the Rabbi Abba by Birmia, Ahod Rabbi Yuda, Lo Tikshi, Amoroi Ninu Aliva de Shmuel. So now they're going to laugh and backing out from a whole legacy of an entire Daf Gemara. And the Gemara is saying, what the one Shita, that Isha Isha Aina Suka Bataris, must have Vedika Labaila. And the Rap who learns this chat not only says that, but Paskin's La Locha Lachumra. This is a daya, different. The Rap Paskin's La Locha Lachumra. The Rashi is all wrong. The Torah Badal, the mistake is chat. The M.K. Kashi Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda. So Iyu Gufei La'omad Dish'ein Asuka La'obaya Vedika. Mainly about Shmuel, because they're different versions of the Shmuel. What do the Rabbi Yehuda? Well, it's a different version of Rabbi Yehuda, but there's no Amar Ploni of Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rashi's tremendous kasha against the Pshat, which was the Isma Farshi, which is the Pshat of Rabbi Nachman. This is Rashi's kasha. It's a powerful kasha. I'm sorry? Oh, we'll come to that later. The question whether he's makkah before or not or after, either or both. We'll come to the details. L'cha'ora, we're discussing it before. Because we're afraid of the Rabbi Chaim and Atinga, because we're about before. Right? Because the Rav Amachman Tash is trying to check before that, presumably. Oh. So, to make matters even more interesting, there's a sheet of Saramba. The Rambam Shita is that a woman is mechuyevet to be bodek acha tashmish. Isha shen leveses. The problem is against the Gemara. The Gemara seems to have said there's no need to do a bedik. That's the problem. It's our Gemara not to be based on. On the contrary, our Gemara seems to say that you should not do a bedikah. Rambam even says, I'll read you the Rambam. Hatznuos ein mishamishos elat sheyivtiku atzun tchila kodem tashmish. Bisha shein levet, it's asur l'shamish at shetivtok. So first of all, you said that Isha Tznuo should have a bedika lifnei tashmish. That goes against the Gemara. The Gemara says, should not be machzik, libo nokvo porish. Plus, he says, Isha Shein Leves is required to have a bedika lifnei tashmish. And he's not mentioning anything about Isha Suka Betar. The Rambam is the biggest machmer of all. Hold on. So, the Kasha is Kasha against the Rambam. The God's mime is from the bottom, he discusses this cash a little bit. Number one, he says that when is the Gemara Aser from Bedikis? It's only Liachar Tashmish. But Kodem Tashmish, it's okay. I'm sorry, in the first Gemara. In Lo Tivda, the Barmanei Rav Zer Merav Yehuda. First Gemara. So the Chor had to answer that this is the Takana Mishin Tznius, and what they did on, the Eden Shal Tznius, who passed him like that, and Rambam presumably would pass him like the Rav, but applied even to a situation Ein Asuka Betarks. So it'll come out that it should be Muslim. What did he suggest? Like Rabbeinu Chanana, presumably. But he does say that Ishi She'ein Leveses is what Chayeves lived up. Which presumably would only fit even for Ein Asuka Betarks. Which would have to fit in with whose pshat? Or with Rabbeinu Chanana's pshat. Yeah? I'm sorry? So presumably would hold that even for Isha Shiyesh Leveses that it would be permissible. I think Gemara before said Lo Tivda, so maybe you can say that the Gemara before is going assuming that Bichlal, Isha Shiyesh Leveses never required the Bedikis. She's going to start doing Bedikis, then there will be a problem of Libo Nokva. But if we pass an Halacha that sometimes she does require a Bedikah, seeing that she doesn't require it, and she does it, you would not have even open first. The possible answer, according to Shita Saramba. Perhaps. I guess, I imagine. Right. Chavas Das, a whole different approach to the Rambam. Very ingenious approach. Very original thinker, Chavas Das. Very original. What he says, original. I meant to tell you, that Chavas Das of yesterday was very original. But it seemed to be against the Shulchan Aruch. I couldn't understand what was going on. I mentioned the Chavetz Ash yesterday. Well, all of them came to answer the Kashi afterwards. With the spirit between Kufay Dal and Kufay Tansi. What about the fact that the first day was a Nida, the second day was a Zava? Rabban Sumra. So it's a beautiful answer. He gives an answer. Or Chashulchan gives an answer. All the answers seem to be against Refarish and Machaber. And Kufay Tansi is Machmer, even if she had the Veskavua, and even if it's Ritzufas. I must be missing something over there, but maybe someone will figure it out for me. The Teretz Tirutim we gave yesterday were very nice theoretical answers, but only the answers of the Chaber, who seems to have been the most, it seems to be Machmer in the Kufay Tansi in all cases. That's a promise that's outstanding right now. Okay. So the Chavas Das is the following. He says that the Gemara is very concerned about Libo Nokvo Poresh, and therefore the Gemara says no Bedikis. Prefer Shah Gemara. There's no Bedikis. You can't argue. Isha Ma'asha Tivda. And the Gemara says, no Bedikis. And the Rambam would agree, no Bedikis. The Rambam never required a bedikah, never allowed a bedikah. What did he say? He said, Isha sheesh leveses en a tzvicha eid lefnei tashmish elim shem tzniyas lelvad. It's about eidim. And then why? Acha tashmish akol tzvicha mishnei eidim. What word is not mentioned? What word is not mentioned by the Rambam in the end of the halacha in Tazayin? Which word what? Correct. The word bedikah is conspicuously absent in the last half of the Rambam. Then that's the word bedikah. So the Chavaz Daat says, you're right. You can't do a bedikah. The record of the Rambam is not allowed to do a bedikah, like the Gemara says. If not allowed to do a bedikah, what do you do with the Eidim? You blow your nose. What do you mean? Oh. The Rambam means, we saw already a few times this week. A chilek between a what? A bedikah and a kinuah. So the Rambam would hold, if she does a bedikah, such a thorough internal examination, that'll call Diba Nokla, Koresh. But kinuah alone is okay. As a matter of fact, hold on. As a matter of fact, there's a deep in the Gemara that way. Because the Gemara, now if you made someone out of says, look at the Gemara carefully. First of all, Tekasha, Masha Tivdok, Zibinok, Koparosh. Then it asks, Masha Tivdok, Atmokashi, Avetis. Fifth line. The Chatas. Because it can't be, it's not enough time. Then it says, Ella, Masha Tkanea. The Gemara specifically mentions the possibility of Kinua. And the Gemara never rejects the Shiloh. The Shiloh is a legitimate Shiloh. Then it says, "You could be on me, Hoshi Bomin, Shamal, Shetip, the Gatsum, the Chai Bala, Hoshim Tol." If your Rambam is married, if you knew Akhlevad, he brings the deed which I just mentioned before, that they never said to leave a notko by Kinua, right? Yeah. Chayna Rambam, Kofa, Vashina, Vashilesh, Vidvaro, Kama Bomin, the Dictek, Vidvaro, Vlom, the Kanachas, Atma. I remember this little stack of lashes. Kofa, Vashina, three times. Use the word Kinuah.